At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, we're going to visit with a cattle feeder from Northeast Nebraska, Todd Schroeder from Wisner. Todd, tell us again about the operation that you run up there.
I'm at Herb Albers Feedlots in Wisner, Nebraska, about a 15,000-head commercial feed yard.
It's been a challenging summer for you, I'm sure, with the hot weather we've had.
Yeah, it has. It pretty well quit raining on us last fall, and it's been a tough year for the crops in our part of the world.
Yeah. As far as managing the cattle in the feedlot there, what kind of extra steps do you have to take in a year like this?
You know, we're fortunate. We have a very abundant supply of water right at our feed yard. We have a sprinkler system over the whole yard, and we do utilize some shades as well. So we've got along pretty well in the heat this summer.
How do the cattle perform in weather like this?
Oh, heat is always hard on cattle. We think consumptions have held together surprisingly well, actually, this summer. But heat is always makes performance not what you would hope.
So you mentioned a lot of silage cutting going on in that area right now.
Yeah, silage cutting's been going on for probably a week in Cumming County, and I think it continues to increase. Next week, I think there'll be even more people cutting. With the lack of rain, there's a lot of dryland silage going to be put up this year.
So with a lot of silage around, maybe not as much corn, what does that mean to you as a feeder?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, is how much corn is going to be out there, what's the corn going to cost, and what's the corn basis going to be. And until we figure that out, the volatility is really going to stay in the market, both in the corn and the feeder cattle especially.
And as far as distillers' grains availability, I mean, some plants kind of backing off right now. Any concerns there?
Yeah, sure, we always have a concern. You know, we're at a point in history here where we've gotten pretty accustomed to distillers' grains in Nebraska, and we may have to learn how to feed less distillers' grains or go without. So it's a re-education again on how to feed cattle.
So as a cattle feeder, somebody in the industry here, you know, I guess in agriculture we expect these kind of things to happen every once in a while. How do you view a drought year like this?
You know, for me, this is the first really, really big drought I've had to go through. And it presents challenges that you just don't think about going ahead. And with the long longevity of the drought across the country and what it's done to the cow herd in the country, it's going to present some really, really difficult problems for the industry over the next few years, along with some real opportunities for those who can capture those.